All of us moving.
Hot.
Dickies.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We got the full five-man crew here tonight, and we are talking about Drive Episode 7 and Tokyuger Episode 37.
Indeed.
But before we kick off all that, cue the roll call!
We're live! Watching all the anime! Red Caster, Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida Zazeel!
Respecting the source material, Green Caster, Zenshi!
Actually White, Black Caster, Ransack!
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lightred!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
See, I remembered this time.
Yes, we actually did it this time. Almost forgot last time.
Can I say something on the air that, I mean, I've been meaning to talk about for ages, and I don't believe I've brought it up on the show.
Okay.
And I figure it's worth mentioning to any of our listeners. We talked back to, and this is talking back, to Gaim. We talked about why Knuckle, despite being a mass produce, isn't a Kurokage.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm willing to just... It doesn't even matter what the reason is. I'm full well willing to accept that for one simple reason. Kurokage Kurumi arms looks like shit.
Well, yeah.
Which is, like, why I was just kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, no, a new base form was necessary.
So you're saying the argument is they made Knuckle because Kurokage Kurumi
because
is shit.
Because Kurokage Kurumi arms looks like dick.
Okay.
Just,
you know what, I'm not
that's
gonna,
not the reason, I'm not that's
gonna
my reason.
I'm not going to argue that because putting huge fists and a gladiatorial helmet on a fucking Ashigaru soldier would look like shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, quick mention. So, apparently, J Fusion just showed some new scans for toys for the TK series. Apparently, Proto Drive is getting his own TK figure.
Oh, yeah?
And
wait, you can put Tire Kokons on Proto Drive? The form, the writer that didn't use Tire Kokons?
No, but apparently they're just making a figure for him for shits and giggles.
Okay.
And, of course, he's going to be a premium Bandai.
Why not just the figure arts?
Well, the catch with him, though, they will make one of him, but the catch with him, though, is that he comes with a Dimension Cab tire, so if you want a Dimension...
Is that how you have to get that one?
Yeah, so if you want a Dimension Cab tire, that's the way. And then they also previewed...
for shifts and giggles.
They're also releasing a Kamen Rider Type Fruits.
Yeah, we know about that. We finally got to see what Drive Type Fruits and Gaim Drive Arms look like, and they're both fucking stupid.
I like Fruits.
I like Fruits.
Type Fruit looks cool.
I get what they're going for, but I never liked Orange to begin with, and this doesn't improve it.
Gotta love Rower.
Yeah, he's the rower.
That rower.
Okay. You made me like it a little bit.
You made me like it this many.
I don't hate it quite as much, but the thing with Gaim Drive Arms is they changed the horn to look like an R. It's completely unnecessary.
No, it looks really bad.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that it's just Drive's head.
Yeah.
Like all the other rider helmets.
All the rider arms do that, but
exactly.
They don't change
what
the fucking base form.
What was that mouth noise you just made?
I don't know. Well, anyways.
That's what he uses for onomatopoeia all the time.
Sure. But, no, that's why they're making an entirely new Gaim figure mold for Drive.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. It's an excuse to sell more toys.
Exactly.
You know, like the whole franchise.
Oh, and apparently the brake gunner is doing very well.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I
fucking
hope so.
Everyone's fucking jizzing their pants.
I'm getting my next week.
Mm-hmm. Goody.
Yeah. Means we get the screw around with it next week.
On air.
Yep.
Probably.
Gun.
Would not doubt it for a second.
In the middle of the show, we're going to take a break.
Damn it. My main thing I want to buy
damn
next...
Damn it, indeed.
I just want to get the next tire set so I can get Dream Vegas and do the slot thingy, because that's cool.
Yep. They also, in recent magazine scans, revealed the what type technique looks like, and I like it. Despite how stupid the tire placement is. Let's not say where it is, because you don't want to spoil it, but it's pretty dumb.
Is it on the back of its head?
No.
Because that would be pretty dumb.
Is it its dick?
I was expecting it to be either, like, completely on the front or completely on the back, but no, it surprised me. And it doesn't make sense physically if you think about it. If once you see it, you'll know what I'm talking
about.
Well,
if Dimension Cab is a thing, it can do what it can do.
Oh my god, that'd be weird.
I understand.
It's going to like break it in a weird way.
I just can't wait to get my Type Wild figure because I've seen pictures of people taking like the half part of Type Speed and just chucking him to the side of his shoulder.
Oh my god, can we do that?
Like, yeah, he's just like.
I have two heads now!
So that's why if you get the Dimension Cab tire and could chuck it on the Type Wild and then put Type Speed on, it makes sense. It's still weird,
but... That's brilliant. We have to Facebook album that.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just want to make a statement. I don't really like Type Wild.
It's still Kamen Rider Master Chief.
That's why I like it.
I'm oddly okay with it.
You know what I do like, though, is Trideron Type Wild. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You mean Christopher Nolan's Trideron?
Yes. Yes. God, yes.
The drive tumbler.
I don't like Type Wild. I like the purpose it serves.
Yeah, it's the power form.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. He fucking shoulder checks motherfuckers.
Between...
For days.
Yeah.
What is it, fucking Winch?
I don't want to look at...
Oh, Hooking Wrecker?
Fucking Wrecker.
Fucking Wrecker.
Fucking Wrecker.
Fucking Wrecker.
Just like Funky Damn. Spike.
Yeah, between Fucking Wrecker and Rumble Dump, just...
makes everyone giggle.
I cannot say Rumble Dump without laughing.
I still don't know why it's a drill when it's a dump truck.
Construction.
Sure. Drill your ass.
But seriously, I...
There's already the concrete one.
But yeah, honestly, I don't want to look at my Kamen Rider and think, like, he looks like a cop car, and I get it, but
He's a cop.
I get it. He's a cop, and he looks like a cop car. It's just, it's too bulky, and I always kind
of
feel like
it's
I gotta
the
run
the power form.
I just gotta
run. Of course,
run
it's bulky.
No, I've seen power forms not be bulky.
But I've, you know what's such awesome? As? I love how clever Toei's always, or Japan is in general, with like how literal they're always are with their stuff. So like, the back of his suit is just the underbelly of what a car would look like. So that's why it has no colors or anything. It's just a gray base, or on Type Speed, it's a black base.
That's just good design.
Yeah, it is good design.
It's really effective use of your motif.
Yes.
It reminds me of Masked Forms.
Anyways, you were saying about non-bulky power forms?
Axe form from Deno, not bulky.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. Axe form was pretty compact.
Rod was kind of the bulkier one.
It reminds me too much of Masked Forms from Kabuto.
The thing was, Rod form was about defense and Axe form was about offense.
I guess.
That's why.
Is that what that was? What was Kiva's thing?
Doga? Doga was
bulky.
That
was pretty bulky.
It had big shoulders.
It had huge shoulders.
It had big shoulders, okay, but it was still the Kiva body.
Yeah, but they put armor on top of the fucking...
It was just one addition, and it had a big hammer.
I would say give the award
to... He literally had to drag it across the floor.
But that's his weapon, not his body.
No,
like,
but...
The difference between that is, like, it... In terms of the Kiva form, his colors scheme just sort of changed.
Hell, I would argue that Kiva's normal form looks bulky.
I wouldn't say so.
Well, currently right now, the award for biggest heavy form goes to Gaim Suica Arms, because that you just
because
can't...
Because gigantic nothing, piece of that, thing.
Second place, I would have to say, would go to Magnet States.
Magnet States.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's...
Anyways, we're not talking about heavy forms.
Let's move to Drive Episode 7.
Let's get into the actual episodes.
Holy shit! All we need is drive!
So, yeah, we were talking about power forms. Now they're showing Type Wild and Trideron Type Wild in the opening, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me start this off. The opening to this episode was fucking amazing. Just like
really nice
the
shot.
The guy on the fucking thing and just whistling London Bridge is falling down, and as soon as he finished it, building fucking collapses.
Can
and
I
was
just
like
for a second here.
Yes, like, I can just
by any chance are some of the writers on this show fans of Helsing Bridge?
Because he's whistling London Bridge.
Yes.
As the building's going down.
I mean, I know it's been almost a month since that came out, but that's about the right time for production times.
Yeah, they would have filmed it around that time.
So I'm just like, is it at all possible? Because that seems a little...
amazing.
It just gives me a little reminder of that scene from V for Vendetta when just V's like doing the music and just conducting while the building's exploding, and then
Yeah, it's pretty much that type of scene.
But yeah, that is the greatest opening to an episode of like Ride or anything that I've seen so far. So like, well done on you, Toei.
So we cut to the Special Crimes Unit after that, after the opening, and they're talking about some other case. And then they're like, this is not a case for the Special Crimes Unit. And my immediate thought was, that brings up two questions. A, why do you know about it? And B, why are you wasting time talking about it?
Because they it's in the newspaper.
Okay.
So they probably don't have anything else to do because everyone else thinks they're dipshits.
True.
They're bored as fuck, but no one's going to give them a case.
They are like, I get why you're saying that it reminds you so much of Forze, because they're literally the Kamen Rider Club of the police.
It's a band of stupid misfits.
Yeah, and they're pretty stupid, but still.
Except they out-stupid the Kamen Rider Club, because at least they have been they were effective at something this early in the game.
They build morale for the school.
That's nice. That's fantastic. Tell me when they're doing something constructive.
Fuck you, Gentaro. Yeah. Befriended fucking everyone in that goddamn school.
And just befriend the school.
You befriended them. Everyone join my buddy club. Anyways.
Including the main villain.
Yeah. Anyways. So, we meet a couple of photographers, one of which looks like he got his fashion sense from Kamen Rider Drake.
Yeah.
the dude in the hat.
Yeah. Nice kid.
And my favorite shot of the episode, and I posted this on Facebook, he's... Tamari sees the dude following him, so he, like, sneak attacks him and grabs him from behind, and then the dude leans up at Tamari and he's like, I'm looking for the Kamen Rider, and in this same shot, you very clearly see the shift prints on Tamari's arm as he's holding him.
There's that thing where most people haven't actually seen what the Kamen Rider looks like.
No, I know, but...
And there's also that thing where it just kind of looks like a stupid-looking watch.
There's no watch clock face on it.
It doesn't matter.
No, look, it's not even that. Yeah, it looks like some crazy, silly little device. But what are they known for? The Special Crimes Division. What do they walk around with at crime scenes all the fucking time?
They look like they've
stupid
been
equipped. Gadgets.
They look like they've gadgets. Been
okay.
It is not out of place for him to have something that looks fucking dumb on him because he's part of that division.
They look like you're right that most of the stupidity and ignorance comes from the fact that no one's actually seen Drive. Well, I'm going to rewind back to the previous episode where we very clearly see the Drive in full form standing and talking to Ishikawa, the van driver, who then also, at a later point, picked up Tamari's unconscious body wearing the shift brace and the belt, carried him to the hospital, and was still completely none the wiser.
How do we know he wasn't just talking to the guy, like, basically just saying, I was helped by the Kamen Rider, so I helped someone?
That's what I thought he was talking about, but he seemed completely serious and there was no, like, wink factor to it at all. So I'm like, are you for real with this?
It really doesn't even matter. Also, no one knows what his henshin device looks like. They barely know what his body looks like. They don't know what his transformation thing looks
like. No, but here's the thing.
The only person in the Special Crimes Division that actually has any idea what he looks like that isn't a member of his team is that other fucking cop. And he's only seen the fucking legs and the arm.
Yeah.
That is it.
My point is, he saw his hand, he's seen the shift brace.
Was it the arm with the shift brace on it, or was it the other hand?
It was the left hand, because he grabbed the bullet.
By now, I actually think Ken is a part of the Special Crimes.
No! If he is, he's a very fucking good actor.
In the end, it really doesn't matter.
He's part of the crimes unit. I thought you were saying he's in on Drive.
Like, I know in the start he was just another detective in the police department, but apparently
sent him over there just to have somebody who's an actual cop.
Here, go manage the monkeys.
Dumbasses.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what'd be interesting? If the chief of the Special Crimes Unit was actually Proto Drive.
No,
except the belt is flat out said Proto Drive.
You know what? All right, I was actually going to say
the man that Proto Drive was.
No.
Yeah,
you just reminded me of
that.
You just reminded me of my theory that I'm actually going to say right now. I think Pepler was the one who was Proto Drive.
That's my thought, and that would be awesome
because you know, he was he fucked some shit up during the night of the global freeze, went back home to, like, do something else, and that's why Hart and them fucking attacked him, because they knew who he was, and they killed him. So
that makes perfect sense to
me. Yeah, exactly. So Proto Drive was Pepler. It had to be.
Well, we're
it
gonna,
had to be.
When the Drive Guy movie comes out and Episode Zero gets released, we're going to find out.
We're going to find the fuck out. I'll be so
I'm so ready for that.
Or what they did was they figured out they couldn't kill the person wearing the armor, so they decided to make sure it can never be remade again, so they killed him.
Yep. There you go.
So also it doesn't mean he's Proto Drive, it just means he's connected to Proto Drive and he got murdered.
I'm okay with both theories. Yep. I would prefer it if we're calling him, once again, for listeners, we're calling him Professor Pepler because it's more memorable than his character name, if we even know it at this point.
We do. I just forgot what the fuck it's called.
I think it would be awesome if that character was Proto Drive and then, you know, became the belt or had his memories downloaded into the belt, however it happened.
Spoilers, it's actually Sengoku Ryoma in the
shit!
He implanted his brain in it.
Speaking of Ryoma, as I mentioned, I cannot wait for the Drive Guy movie because Duke Dragon Energy Arms looks sick!
Right, Krim Steinberg.
Right, okay.
Anyways, Pepler's fucking easier.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, another building gets destroyed or whatever like that, or it's collapsing, so the camera Romuto comes out and attacks, and then Drive goes to wild instantly because he's like, I'm fired up, I'm ready to
just
fucking do this.
Real quick before we get into the battle, one thing that happened at this episode that was awesome and I hope keeps happening, the shift cars use their little micro machine roads to carry the belt and slap it on him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking awesome. Can we have more of that?
I really just want more Kamen Rider Hot Wheels leading the way, beating the crap out of people with, like, tracks and cars. Yeah. Honestly, I think that's an interesting superpower. It's a really... It's probably the best superpower you can give to a superhero who is designed to sell toys. Possibly.
Yep.
It's like the Dream Vegas always just shoots playing cards.
Yeah. So, this episode, we get introduced to the hooking wrecker, which is basically the winch switch from Forza, but in a tire form.
Fucking wrecker?
Yes. And we also see the burning solar shift car. We see its non-rider use, i.e. blinding Tamari. But we haven't actually seen it get used as Drive yet.
Fucking hope so.
It'll probably be very soon.
Solar flare!
Yeah, its power is solar flare. Mm-hmm. Shot of Dodoria in lingerie. And once again, there's another scene of him lying there with the shift car while the dude is around. And this is a member of the media we're talking about, which is especially dangerous. Kiriko chides him for it, but clearly the car is there and the photographer doesn't see it.
Well, he might think it's just a little toy car.
Hey, look at that toy car.
It's beeping!
It may know to just fucking stay still when
whatever
humans are around.
This show seems to be very, very entrenched in Western shows, and it's starting, and it's looking like it's doing the tropes of Western superheroes, which is one of the things that I said earlier, likening Drive to Spider-Man. I'm seeing a lot of parallels there. But at the same time, people in American comic books, even when it is retardedly obvious that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, people don't know Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
It's the Sailor Moon effect.
Yeah. It's
And what we've said so far isn't even the only instance of it happening, because 5 minutes later, you see Midnight Shadow driving around and beeping while the camera dude is two fucking steps away.
Which is, you just need to, it's a gag. It's a running gag.
It has to be, because it's so fucking stupid.
Well, it's a joke. Like, it's a thing, dude. Like, people have secret identities. And sometimes retardedly so.
Yeah. This episode introduces a new way that the Roimudes operate. Instead of taking over the human that they're mimicking, they actually assist them.
They do O's.
And I'm like, hello, yummies, it's good to see you again. Mm. And, so eventually the camera, they figure out that it's the other, the rival photographer, and, you know, the fight happens.
I think it's both.
It could be.
My personal opinion is that Roimude is actually the other guy.
Oh, that would be cool.
Because I think he's very much in on it from a lot of the fucking shots of him.
Well, the thing is, the slowdown happened while he was still there as a human. So unless they can cause it while not in monster form.
You never know.
You mean the guy that Drive says he's a kindred spirit with?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think a Roimude at any particular point would rescue someone from a burning building.
I'm very much of the opinion he's just knows that Tamari is Drive, and he's a Romeo who's trying to fuck with him.
I don't know.
At very least, he's
doing
something.
You seem genuinely distrustful of everyone
in
this show.
You question
everything. I've been right so far.
Yeah, but at the same time, you might be wrong this time, because honestly, I don't see any evidence of that.
Yeah, I do. They're a bit... frankly, looking at it, he had a couple of shots of menacing look into the distance. So, I'm really just calling it now.
Okay, sure. But, I like how when Drive did his henshin from the top of the building, the tire shoots up from the Tridrone and, like, hits him so hard that he actually recoils from it. That was fun.
Yeah.
Can I just say right now that I really, really liked, this is from the episode previous, but I wasn't here for that. The ambulance shift car.
Oh, Mad Doctor?
Yeah, Mad Doctor. It's just like, alright, he's gonna cure your wounds, It's gonna be great. Holy shit, is this gonna hurt?
Yeah!
Holy... By the way, this is gonna be the worst thing you've ever felt.
There's a catch. Horrible, horrible pain.
Excruciating
what?
Pain.
Activate!
What? No! Wow, I feel great.
That's like, Logan getting his adamantium. Just... This is gonna hurt.
Or it's like...
No, I've felt pain before.
Or it's like a... It's like a sensu bean, but before it's a sensu bean.
Sure.
So you just... It's like in liquid form, and you drink it, and you're just like...
Oh, God,
it's terrible. Oh, I feel bad.
So, my favorite part of the episode is we get to see more Machine Chaser powers. Hooray! We get to see Cobra... Which is a whip, which is badass, and he fucking whips Type Wild out of Drive's hand.
And Bat.
And then we see Bat, which is a bow and arrow and an energy arrow.
For some reason, not a bat.
Well, it's like, it's winged like a bow.
No, I know, but still. Could have been a bat.
Nah, I know. The fucking spider arm didn't look like a spider either.
No, it looked like a multi-armed sort of grappling thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a hook claw at the end.
All I know is that voice of the brake gunner is badass, and I can't wait to get mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those the virus cores are actually pretty boss looking too.
The bat one is pretty much literally a Batmobile.
As I've mentioned before, almost all of those cars look like they're based on Tim Burton's 1989 Batmobile.
Yeah. So, the episode ends with Chaser shooting Kiriko with the bow, and I guess she survives.
Because she's in the preview for the next episode, almost immediately.
Also, main character, episode 7, no fucks given.
Just watch, the fucking shift card's gonna come and just be like,
bah! Yeah, like, Vegas will jump in and or someone will take the hit.
Vegas will take the hit this time, and then
just
Dimension Cab will be on, you know, a for revenge.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much the Drive episode. Neat, standard, a lot of interesting stuff, some good, some bad.
I'm liking Gen more and more as the show goes on.
He's proving to be amusing, I'll give you that.
He's amusing.
I still hate his guts, but he amuses me at points.
I still don't believe he's funny.
Oh, I believe he's funny, I just also believe he's an ass, and I don't like him.
That's why I like him, because he's an ass.
He's a skeptic.
Says the one who liked Michi.
Yeah.
Hey,
because he was an ass?
He was a dynamic character, and I liked... Everything I liked seeing where his character went.
Gen's got a dynamic ass.
Gen's got potential. Gen's got potential. He's a skeptic. He's the skeptic of the group. He's that I'll believe it when I see
and,
it.
And, what, no.
and I've seen lots of shit.
And
I'll believe it
is,
when I see it.
Every time in the last couple episodes, he's been like, "I finally saw it. I finally saw it." Next episode, I still don't fucking believe it.
No,
see, I saw it, but monster.
You know what? What's gonna happen with him is that he's gonna discover that Tamari's Drive in the funniest fucking way possible, and then one day, Gen's going to take a hit for Drive.
No,
or one time.
Wow. You know what he's gonna do?
What?
He's officially going to be the last person to know.
Yep.
And he's still going to be dense as all fuck about it on
the
last
way.
It's going to be
the last
all over again.
Yep.
Last episode of the show. I'm calling this is how the show ends. Just like, everybody's celebrating because the Roid Mutes are dead. Like, you know, Drive finally unhenshings and gets... What the shit? What?
Tomorrow's what? Drive?
No, you know
I don't believe it!
I was going to say, Drive will unhenching or henching in front of him, and he will refuse to believe it.
I don't believe it.
Absolutely.
Parker!
Believe it.
Parker!
Parker! Pictures of Drive! What form of sorcery? I don't believe it. This isn't happening.
Bring me pictures of Drive!
Yes. He's the J. Jonah Jameson of this world, further cementing my Spider-Man power.
Oh my god, imagine if Jameson became a detective instead of a head of a newspaper.
No, I won't.
No, like I was saying a second ago, it's going to be like Hikawa all over again in Agito.
Yep.
He will be the last person to figure it out. That's why everybody will try and tell him, and he won't get it. And then it'll just be like, wait, he's Drive?
So what are you trying to say, that fucking he's, like, Drive's driver or something? Why would Drive be like, a driver?
What do you think? It's like, talking about Agito. What do you think of Shoichi? Why are we talking about Shoichi? I was talking about Agito. repeatedly.
Wataru, you missed Kiva. He was just here!
That's my favorite.
There's precedence for that.
That one is my favorite.
I don't know who this Kamen Rider double is, but he sounds really cool. Couldn't be someone like you, Shotaro. Yeah, you're probably right.
And Gintaro gave no fucks about that.
Kamen Rider's really hard-boiled. Not like you, Shotaro. You're half-boiled.
Ooh, shots fired.
And Phillip's just like, nah.
Yeah, well, you're sunny side up.
Ooh, eggs boiled. Let's just send a hush up or I
talk to a job. Alright, so.
We start off with Tokyo Lunch.
Yes, Tokyo. So.
Tokyo Lunch!
Can I just say. Okay, so recently, as everyone now knows, Tokati is my favorite character in the show now.
Which I still don't understand, but go on.
As everybody knows, Tokati's indecisive piece of shit.
So, he's like, oh, you'd be really bad if you were with a woman or something, and, like, Wagon says
and
that.
And Neo's in the background, like, yeah, you're really wishy-washy.
You're really wishy-washy. Then he just starts thinking about it, and it's like, wishy-washy, wishy-washy. And conductor's like, wishy-washy. And he's
if
just
I
like,
remembered the actual word they were saying, I'd be chanting it.
Yeah.
It's
like, oh yeah, hey, no, you're, yeah, no, you'd be really bad. Women won't like you if you're that indecisive. And then the woman he likes is standing behind him. Yeah, you're too wishy-washy.
Ultimate sad face.
Big knife in back.
Dilly dally shilly shally.
Advent children. So yeah, one other thing about the opening, they've added Tokyo Rainbow to it, which is pretty cool.
Woo.
Hey, he has a cool theme song.
Oh, here we go. Probably the Shadow the fucking...
I love that. All of the Shadowtown Overseers are the coolest fucking shadows ever.
The chess-themed one?
I know, right?
I love his steed just away.
It's a fucking halberd that he rides
gives him
super speed.
I do, however, appreciate the Monty Python-esque joke on this guy, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
might
as well have had a guy trailing around behind him clapping his
I was like, he didn't make the sound, but okay.
Might as well.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like he had like probably had like a tape player up his ass, like fucking playing a little clip.
Whenever
as he fucking walked.
Whenever he stuck
he has basically spear. He has a fucking broomstick with horse head on
it's
he calls it just away.
It's a pole axe, but on top of the pole axe is a horse head. And he calls it just away,
and it is his
and he
speed.
Shoves it between his legs like a broom,
and he goes super fast,
and he gets super speed.
Sounds like that guy's the total patsy.
Yeah.
Oh. And the axe's name is Just Away.
Yep.
So they get their asses handed to him, and then
more
Tokati
like
and
away.
That works.
Ooh. And
it
then
did.
Tokati and Akira get knocked off a cliff, and Tokati wakes up seeing Akira wearing his glasses.
For some reason, Akira just like, hi, I'm wearing your glasses some reason.
I'm keeping them safe.
On my face. And just, I do appreciate Akira's actor just for the point of, okay, Tokati, here's your glasses back. And you just see him for a second like, oh, my eyes. just silently just stares for a second.
What is this?
Blinks. Shuts his eyes hard for a second, like,
what is this wizardry?
It's like, what the fuck just happened to my eyes?
Alright. Now, the thing that I've been looking forward to for the longest time is we finally find out what the condition Schwartz asked Akira for in exchange for the Drill Russia. And apparently it's, I want you to join my side. Whenever I need you, you must come to my side and aid me. And
there will be a point where Schwartz's plans kind of come to fruition, and at that moment in time, I need your help.
And I need you to leave.
And this includes fighting the Tokyojers.
Yes.
I will do this for you. But one day you will need you to do something for me. I will come for you and I will need you at my side when I need you to do bad things for me.
Yes. That is exactly it.
He legit made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I'll make an offer you can't refuse. And in exchange, I'll kill this person for you.
I'll give Marlon you the... Brando. No, you gotta say it in that voice. I'll give you the drill, Russia.
I'll give you the drill, Russia.
There you go.
I'll give you the drill right up the ass. It's a Marlon Brando.
Okay.
So Akira's, I guess, kind of feeling guilty about this?
Well, yeah, he's got to fight.
Plans. I guess you could say he's feeling indecisive.
Ooh.
Wishy-washy.
And at that moment, he just gives Takari the speech about being decisive.
The word of the day.
What a fucking...
Now,
you know what it is? I think while he was telling that to Takari, he was trying to really say it to himself.
Yeah.
No, it was that moment of Akira's just... He's a man of his word. He's not going to break his word, not even to one of the villains.
The funniest part was, like, he was saying, Takari was just, like, expecting Akira to, like, understand his feelings or whatever. So he's just like, yeah, everyone calls me wishy-washy. Like, I don't like it. And Akira's like, yeah, that's true. And Takari's like,
that sounds right.
You too? Oh. I'm just like, yeah, honesty is the best fucking thing. So, of course, Akira's going to agree with them.
Yeah. So, the Darkhuders wander through the Shadow Town, getting these weird, stupid quizzes with choices that no one would make.
That was weird.
Go this way, and there are explosions. Go this way, and it's gunfire.
Go this way, and there's cobras. Go that way, and there's a dinosaur.
Go this way, get bit by a dinosaur.
Go nowhere and get water dumped on you.
And just fucking Takati imagining him getting himself ripped apart by a dinosaur, and I was like,
that was funny.
Oh.
I love his voice when he yells.
No, you know what? I kind of hope they bring that back in the Tokyuchi Kyoruja movie.
Yeah.
Because he'll see Gabutira, and then he'll just go back to thinking about him being eaten by a dinosaur, and I'll just...
I was like, where is Daigo?
Oh, that'll be funny.
Oh, he's got a stupid haircut in the movie.
I can't wait to see
Ami's hair.
No.
Yes.
You know what? That's why I'm excited for this movie, because Ami and Daigo will be a thing already.
Yeah, it's probably her fault he got a haircut. Yes,
fuck you.
She didn't like the hair. He needed to cut it.
Strawberry parfait.
But I thought she fell in love with his wild flair.
Wow.
Yeah, she got sick of that after
a
while.
No, that was cool.
Now you need a fucking haircut.
Well, he got the haircut before anything happened.
Also, there comes a time in every man's life when he's got to shut the fuck up, shave his head, and get a job.
So then again, we go to
a fucking job.
So then again, we go to another part of Schwartz monologuing to himself, thinking, "Oh, my plans are gonna come soon." Blah 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 blah.
Hold on a second. It's like, damn it, Daigo, Kyoryugen, just don't pay the bills.
Okay. Anyways. So Schwartz is monologuing to himself, like, "Oh, my plans are gonna come to fruition, blah 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 blah." And then Nero walks out. "Oh, Schwartz, what do you think you're doing? I must beat you!" And then they have like an awesome sword fight. Yeah.
And they have an up sword fight, and Schwartz just like, "I could whoop your ass any second, but I'm not going to."
Yeah, I'm just, a BDSM like, Gestapo commandant. I will beat the shit out of you.
Another thing I was excited again was that we got to see Hyper Tokunigo, which I was happy about.
Yeah. The first time wasn't quite enough, and this was pretty cool. Yeah. Like I said, I love his voice when he gets angry and yells.
I just love when Takati gets angry.
So Rokugo starts fighting, and he puts the drill rush in, and he does his finisher attack and starts shooting it like a beam.
Oh, but quickly before that, you just see, like, Akira just figuring out, like, oh, I know the source of fucking Knight's power. Grabs, like, Justo, and he's holding him down, and then he's just like, Knight's just like, let it go! Let it go!
No.
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 No, fuck you.
This horse must go back to the ranch.
Into fucking space.
He's like, sayonara! And then you just see, like,
a shot at him on a pasture.
So, so long,
the stick with the horse head on a pasture.
Like, with other horse sticks.
It's
Tom's cover photo.
Yeah, I saw it.
But it was just a matter of that he was being so, like, lovingly affectionate toward it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be okay now.
He
throws him
to the
into
ranch.
Space.
You know what I noticed about that shot? You know where that was? Where they were?
Tell me.
The spot in Gaim where Redue hypnotized Koda.
Well, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That big open circle.
I guess Akira has a real soft spot for animals.
Well, yeah, I remember the whole cat thing.
Yeah, true.
It's totally an animal, you guys.
It's
I'm pretty sure he's a dog.
You know why Akira threw that into space?
Well, his whole thing is kind of wet fur.
Yeah.
The horse's final words to him were, "My planet needs me."
Away!
Just away!
I love how even the monster was like, "Just away, went far away."
Oh, just a quick mention, like, as you guys know, I find Kagura, like, super fucking adorable, so when they, like, fail the quiz and then
they all got drenched,
Kagura's just like, "Oh, I'm wet, no!" And I'm just like, "Yeah!" I'm like, "You poor, poor girl!"
"No, my loyal steed, where are you going?" "Just away."
Now the best part about that whole thing is after he grew big, he was trying to, like, "Ha, you won't be able to catch me." Starts running around. It's like
at normal speed.
He's really not all that fast without that fucking horse, is he? And they're just like, "Oh, hang on 2 seconds." Boom. And he's down.
Another thing that was cool about that, like, with Takagi was that he, like, was kind of like, because he was watching Hikari fight as Tokyu Byongo Pink, and then he's like, "Oh, do I give the Blue Russia to Light so he can fight, or do I transform?" And you just see him, like, trying to transform, get a punch in, but fucks up, and he's just like, I don't know what to do, and then Akira has to, like, fucking push him out of the way. He's like, "You're being too slow." That was funny.
I thought it was a little insulting that his choices were use myself or give to Light, not give to Hikari.
Well, because Hikari's already good, but Light was down, so...
Yeah.
Hikari's still got the other two as backup. Yeah. Light had nothing aside from his own.
Yeah. I like how they're making really good tactical use of this limitation that they have to fight in Shadow Towns with.
Yeah.
They seem to be...
And then you sit there and you go... "Wait, you could just go Hyper Rush and stay that way for a while."
And the first time he tried that, the Shadow was like, "Nope."
Or I'll knocked it out of his hand.
Yeah.
About that. That thing I noticed where, oh no, the Shadow knocked the Hyper Rush out of your hand. And then
now
you ran away.
Useless.
And then you ran away.
And now it is gone.
Why do you still have it?
Here's
when
the thing.
Did you pick it up again?
Here's the thing. I've gone ahead and given up on that, and I just assume that whenever Sentai heroes leave a battle, all of their dropped things just get beamed back into their hammer space.
Worst
inventory.
Case scenario, imagination.
Yeah, they imagine
I
it.
Imagine I have it again. Whoa, there it is.
Imagination is the more believable, yet just as bad explanation as kids show.
Yeah.
Correct.
The difference being this one is totally, like, implementable. Of just, how do we work?
How did you do this?
I imagined as such.
How does that work? Imagination, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Imagination,
oh my God.
I guess.
Those clever
imagination.
Writers.
Imagination, I guess this shit's stupid.
Those clever writers colored in the plot hole.
There you go.
I'm just imagining all the writers going like, "Oh, that's cute. They're taking it this
now,
seriously."
Next week's episode, from what we can see, is that it's going to be they're like caught in like a movie thing because the next Shadow
I love
is gonna be
the
like
movie
a...
episode.
So yeah,
the movie
so...
episode of Kyoryuger was fucking awesome.
Movie episodes are never quite as good as the movie episode of Akiba Rain.
You know what? The movie episode of Kyoryuger was really good too.
That's what I just said.
Fucking freaking Uchi with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh God.
The fun part is the movie episodes are always the episode for absolute fucking meta humor on
yep.
Toei's.
So
part.
You know
correct.
What? You know what? I'm not gonna.
We will use the tropes of filming a Sentai series to win this battle.
Yep. So honestly, guys, next
you mean
week's
like all of
next
Kima Ranger.
That's the point.
No, so next week's episode, you just sit back and just. Enjoy the fun. It's
yeah.
gonna be a fun episode.
Also next week on Superhero Time, the door gun.
Yeah.
It's way bigger than I was expecting.
Which means the toy's gonna be dinky as fuck.
Probably. Well, no, the gun toys are usually pretty
it's
accurate.
Not gonna be the prop size.
Dinky oh, no. as fuck. You mean like the sword dagger?
Like I said, gun toys are usually pretty close.
Yeah.
Swords and spears
oh,
always get the shaft.
No. Yeah. The Sasorn shiv I have at my house, yeah.
It's got acid.
I can shiv you with acid. I swear to God. I
probably shouldn't have licked it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Whoa, that's the best
ow.
Buzz ever.
It's like, ow.
No, it's other kind of acid.
Oh, so, okay. All right. So now we move forward to our special topic, which is...
Featured topic.
Like,
Hey, you guys, can I be in the podcast too?
No.
Silvercaster crashes into the party.
Yeah.
Crashes out. Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
I'll edit myself in then.
I'll edit
you out. Oh my god, he actually edited himself in.
Get out of here.
I'll edit you out.
Oh.
Okay.
There's just a bunch of dead air where there should be Greencaster.
Every time he talks, it's just up.
Oh yeah, that's an interesting point.
You've completely changed my opinion on Fuzzy.
Well, Paul, what do you think? That's a very good point.
Tokuger is better than you thought it was.
Man.
Beep. And Fuzzy spectacular?
You hate Gaim?
And you absolutely adore Decade and DN's design.
That's where everyone...
Beeping intensifies.
Okay, let's actually talk about podcast topic.
Yeah, so our topic for this week is going to be favorite assist devices / gadgets / henching devices. Anything alive that helps a rider fight in any way. So... Let's do reverse Sentai order this time. So let's start with our party crasher, Silvercaster. Go ahead.
Well, the one I chose is the Extreme Memory. Because
we all knew it was going to be from Double.
It's from Double. It was the only one I could think of, really. It was either that or the Kabuto Sector. But I know that one of you has already picked Kabuto
Double
Sector.
Oh, I'm sure more than one of us.
Double also has the memory gadgets, like Bat, Spider, and...
Yeah, but they're not really sentient. They're things that he pushes a button sentient.
He puts the memory in them, and they become alive.
I still think that there is a bird flying around going... Somewhere in the world.
With the ability to absorb entire people.
Yeah, with the ability to absorb anyone connected to the
merge,
library.
And merge them with someone else.
I want to see, like, a fan theory of, like, that thing picking up, like, what's her name? Clay Doll, though.
Oh, Wakana?
Because technically she's connected to the library, right? One person.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But that's the one I choose because I think it's really cool for one thing where it's like, oh shit, we're in trouble. Hey, look, it's that. Okay, cool, now I can engine. Like, it's like connected to Philip's thoughts. And it's like, oh shit, we're about to die. Oh, here it is.
Cool.
So yeah, that's the one I choose. It's pretty cool, I like it.
Okay. Lane.
Paradiser.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah. It's sentient, kind of, like... Kengo kind of controls it, but honestly, it's like, it's the human...
It's like a power loader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that frigging mechanical exoskeleton from Alien.
Yeah. So, like, it's not really... it does assist Forze when, like, a member of the Comrade Club's in, because Kengo's operated it before. Shun is the main person who operates it, but Mio at one point has. Jake has, I think. Think Yuki did, but I know, I'm not too sure.
I don't know.
But yeah, the Paradiser, hands down, like, the thing's fucking awesome.
How would we have guessed that he would have picked Forze?
How would we have guessed that you would have picked
Double? That was the point. Paradiser. He said that, so I retorted.
Yeah. That's the Paradiser. It wins.
Okay. Mr. Kevin.
Is it me?
Yep.
Yeah, we're in reverse order.
I don't know how I haven't figured this out by now. BJ Stag.
Ooh.
Fair.
Okay.
He's a
buddy ride.
Yeah.
He's there to assist.
Comic relief. He's absolutely awesome. He serves way more purpose than he should.
Yeah.
I felt like out of the buddy roids, he provided more to the story than absolutely necessary,
like, okay,
anything at all.
Okay, partner, I give you the ability to become Power Ranger.
Yeah.
And now I become a Power Ranger myself.
Oh, also that. Yeah, by the way, this little buddy roid thing is also a full-on Power Ranger.
I was really hoping there would be a Beat Buster-powered custom where they fuse.
Yeah.
They would have been broken as shit.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
I'm sure there's fan art of it.
Hashtag figure art Stagbuster.
But yeah, that's just it. It is not only a ranger, but it is the other, the thing that allows the other person to also be
a
ranger.
Yeah, like, for Beak to Henshin, the armor pieces come off of Beak to Stag.
I'd say that's incredibly helpful as far as a support robot.
And yet they still manage to Henshin separately somehow.
Dave, you had something to say?
I wonder if Saban is gonna like use some parts of Go Buster in Dino Charge.
They might.
Because we've used it before where
they skip Mighty Morphin did it.
Where they skip one Ranger series but they throw in elements of it in another one.
Yeah.
I'm like Mighty Morphin did it, wouldn't put it past them.
Highly doubtful.
No, but it would be cool.
But I think it's now, Mighty Morphin, they got away with because it was
first of
its kind.
Yeah.
In that you could take it whatever fucking direction you want. Yeah, sure, that's natural progression.
Which of
this
the American,
I feel like is, we are too far into American Sentai, or American Power Rangers, that people would go, what kind of fucking change? Megaforce was fucking awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going from the angel powers, which didn't need explaining,
especially
as
considering
such,
how short it was compared to most Power Rangers series.
I was
going to
say, not having any background knowledge of Gosager, the Gosager motif fit well in Super Megaforce. Pirates. What? Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, where did that motif transfer? I like that they were able to make something of it. It just seemed awkward.
Yeah.
I don't think
shoving the pirate motif into Megaforce's established canon was really awkward.
To try and borrow from Go Buster would be like reaching something fierce even by Saban standards.
Here's the thing. You know what I wish they would do if they would take Go Buster elements? Not do what they did with Megaforce where they replace the current powers but have them be additions, like another set of, like another team. Like
have an
like
episode or,
Secret
have an
Agent
episode or,
Rangers.
Yeah, an episode or two where you just have those Secret Agent support guys pop in and just fucking do shit.
I can see them pulling that off.
I'd almost rather they didn't.
Yeah.
Or
it would still be really awkward to combine with a Dino Monkey.
Or they're alien rangers.
Or at one point, like, there's just one guy who's just, for a couple episodes, where he just wears the, like, you know how Go Busters, they wear that suit before they henshin?
Yeah.
They would just wear that. Like, one guy just wears that.
I have a feeling if they did use Go Buster elements, they wouldn't leave it that, they're going to go further than just, I have the suit. Like, the civilian suit.
That would be kind of cool, though. If, one of the guys, the Sixth Ranger does it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they do.
I just want to know if they're going to bring back that American guy to go, Spirit Ranger, fire.
Oh, if Dino Charge will have its own Ramirez?
Yeah.
God, I hope
but
so.
But Ramirez was American,
the thing is, we
Isn't
know...
he Canadian?
He was...
Canadian-Japanese?
Yeah. But the thing is, I know they are including those other five Rangers because they've announced the name, the Ranger names. For some fucking reason, Kyoryu Gray became the Graphite Ranger.
I get that.
I get it. Why not just the Gray Ranger?
Because it's the magic.
Gray sounds boring.
Mm. No, it doesn't.
Because we
shut
care.
Up,
because we care more than they
I'm
do.
I'm just gonna stare at you.
Shut up, Silvercaster.
We're demoting you to Graycaster.
Yeah, it sounds boring as shit.
You've lost your sheen.
You're no longer Metallic Power
Ranger. I'm Graphite Ranger now.
Yes.
Graphite Caster, no!
Out of all the synonyms for gray, Christ. yeah. So, I guess your answer was BJ Stag.
Yeah.
That thing.
Sorry, guys.
That evolved into a fucking
You and Nori Kaien into one hell of a tangent.
Yep.
I love it.
Okay,
next.
Paul.
Norikai
Tangent! Yeah, Paul.
Everybody thinks they know what I'm gonna say.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I know.
I know what your answer's gonna be one of two things.
Okay, give me.
No. Just see
say
if.
It.
Just say it.
Battle Hopper.
Knew it!
Okay, that was not what I was gonna
I
go
knew
okay
it.
With
this.
You knew it.
I knew it.
He knows I'm a
okay,
now
I thought you were gonna go with the car from Kamen Rider Black.
What,
Rider
on?
Yeah.
No.
Was it wasn't a lot.
Paul hates
that's
Black RX.
That's some Black RX, and I hate Black RX.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, Battle Hopper.
Yeah,
oh,
Battle Hopper.
Fun fact trivia for those listening. The actor who plays Minami Kotaro, Kamen Rider Black, and Black RX, is going to be returning for one of the Drive movies.
I flipped my shit.
Which means there is going to be a Rider on shift car.
Yeah,
probably. Well, we already knew that part.
But I love Battle Hopper, because Battle Hopper wasn't just the motorcycle that the rider drove before he became the rider, before he was kidnapped by insert evil organization here and turned into an android slash whatever the fuck. They shared a symbiotic relationship. Battlehopper came when Black called. Battlehopper took bullets for Black. Battlehopper blew up for Black.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I know what Chris's answer is going to be.
Battlehopper was one of Black's friends. Whenever he transformed, he could rely on Battlehopper to come fight. They had a symbiotic relationship, and in the end, it's a motorcycle. What could you have to have symbiotic with a Kamen Rider, especially in the Showa era, better than his motorcycle? It's what defines him, other than his red scarf and his antennae.
It's a pretty badass motorcycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it looked cool. Yeah. It looked really cool.
He did still have an RX, though, didn't he?
Battlehopper came back for a couple of instances in Black RX and wound up sacrificing itself for him.
Oh.
Yeah, but, Battlehopper, it's my favorite instance of the common the thing the Kamen Rider rides is also his bestest buddy. And I like it.
I'm very glad you mentioned Battlehopper, because that corrected my own answer. I was going to say Suica Arms, but now my answer is Autovajin.
I knew it.
No shit!
We were going like this the whole time, going,
Autovajin.
Like, five, five, five. We knew!
He loves the Vajin!
Oh, that's what that was!
I love how you're chiding me for being predictable when we gave you and Lane shit for doing the same.
Hey, everyone gets their licks, motherfucker!
Yeah, Autovajin. It's a bike. It's a transformer. It has spinning wheel machine guns. A fucking beam sword comes out of its shoulder. It's awesome.
And but boy, does it get into the action.
Yeah. And it's the best thing that came out of that fucking movie.
Autovajin. Vehicle mode. Vroom, vroom.
Ichi loves the vagine.
Side Basher was pretty cool, too. It had a fucking hail of missiles.
Basher? Don't even know her.
Side Ooh. Basher. Uh-huh. We're getting to motion. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Raven.
Randomly Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Raven, what's your favorite?
Ha ha!
No shit, Zectors.
Yeah!
Specifically, which one?
As far as the action, as much as I know you
attack, because it was a badass. It didn't take no fucks from
drilled through shield.
That's the one I would choose.
It's drilled through like solid steel.
It's kind of like a tie there between the Kabuto and the Katak Zectors, just because holy fuck, they just came through and drilled through shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that whole thing where every time they fucking show up, they come around and just whack the fuck out of the bad guy first.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then before they get into the guy's hand, it's man, they're already weakened from that.
The thing with Katak,
I'm more powerful.
The thing with Katak was that apparently Zect had to contain it because it was, like, unstable.
It was killing people.
It was pissed off.
But then when, you know, Kagami was calling for it, it could just drill out of its fucking prison anyway. Because, you know.
He had motivation to leave
after that.
It was kept in, like, 6-inch thick steel.
Also,
it spent all of its time rebounding off walls, and then Kagami calls it. It's like, no!
I now know how to do things!
It's like when Kagami called him, he leveled up and learned drill attack.
Also, Kabuto Zector's ability to transcend space and time.
No, that's the Hyper Zector.
That was the Hyper Zector.
Oh, true.
Good comeback.
As much as I
doesn't like, work, no. But
as much as I don't like Sasord, yes, I did like does. I did like the Sasord Zector just because it like come out of the ground just stand by.
No, yeah. Use that sound effect.
But at the same time, it didn't do the cool thing where it whacked the other guy first. It just kind of popped up out of the ground nearby and just into his hand it goes.
Mm. Still, I know all I know is I always got excited every time I heard that. Every time the hoppers fucking came,
for the same reason, I liked the Dragonfly Zector because the sound it made when it was on standby was pretty cool.
And Lockin. That was dumb.
Drake's stupid. Dragonfly.
Hey.
Drake's pretty terrible.
Drake's stupid. I'm gonna start strangling you.
The voice.
I like him. Fuck you.
No.
Wait.
And then he became V3.
I have an honorable
Best
mention because
ever.
Nobody said it here.
What?
The fucking shift cars! No one said anything about them!
I don't like them.
No. Because they're lame.
Because they're hot, glorified Hot Wheels.
But they're sentient! They're sentient! Two of them are in love?
Not in love, they're partners!
Nah, they fuck.
Casually. You know, like that was when they fucked.
Casually, yeah.
Like that thumbnail from a couple of Cast Rangers ago.
But yeah, no, I'm going to say the honorable mention is going to be Shift Cars, because at least they're cool. Don't throw Midnight Shadow at me!
I will throw Midnight fucking Shadow.
It's too dark, I can't see it in here!
That's the idea.
I'm going to twist it into the fucking transformation mode first, and then I'll fucking whip it at you.
No!
Okay, so, everyone listening, tell us what your favorite sentient gadget henshin device is.
Crunchman, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
And why it's on
I'm expecting a good answer from you, Crunchman.
It better fucking not be Tesla.
We have expectation.
Crunchman, I expect a direct message from you on Twitter about what your favorite assist is.
The Barsha Magnum.
I want you to write a message and why it's Castle Duran.
I was going
to
say Doga Hammer.
Just any of them.
Any of them. Best assist, Jiro.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite... thing.
My Barsha runner, Magnum. Yeah, that's my runner-up, Jiro, the Garu Saver.
He was pretty influential.
Fucking awesome.
Castle Duran.
He was the first person to kill a Fangire.
And had the most pissed-off henching sequence I've ever seen. Yeah. Or, no, I guess that'd be Rook.
No, Garulu was more pissed.
Don't forget the
last. I don't know, when Rook transformed Issa, he was like, Rawr! Just like fucking super pissed.
Anyways, we've tangented the
or Gills.
Gills. Yeah, but anyways.
Time for Killager.
So, no.
It's my amiibo, put it down.
So, thanks again to everyone for listening. This has been another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. As always, you can subscribe to us at castranger.podbean.com.
Yep.
You can find us on iTunes and check us out on YouTube, IXI Studios, also on the Tweeters. That's where you can submit stuff to be read on Cast
Like
Ranger.
The Facebook page, because I manage that.
Yeah, we also have the Facebook page where you can send us messages, and if they're cute and adorable, you might read them on the air like we did that last time.
I like trains.
Oh, crap, now we're all dead.
Yeah.
I like space.
The rainbow fucking freshness runs through. I like trains!
Kariner, just
yeah.
You guys didn't fucking stand behind the white line, assholes.
Thank you and good night.
See ya.